Unlike his predecessor, Barack Obama, U.S. President Donald Trump seems to be getting on famously with his Philippine counterpart, Rodrigo Duterte, during his visit to Manila. Mr. Trump said he had a great relationship with the Filipino leader. For many, though, Mr. Duterte is a serial abuser of human rights because of his war on drugs that's seen an estimated 14,000 people killed in police operations, some of which just look like summary executions. Just last week, he himself claimed he'd stabbed a man to death when he was 16. The atmosphere during Mr. Trump's visit was very much friendlier than that. It included Mr. Duterte singing at a dinner he hosted for the president. As the song ended, Mr. Duterte told the audience he'd performed on the orders of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States. The White House said the issue of human rights in the Philippines came up briefly during the visit, but Mr. Duterte's spokesperson, Harry Roque, seemed to contradict that.
Well, there was no mention of human rights. There was no mention of extralegal killings. There was only a rather lengthy discussion about the Philippine war on drugs, with President Duterte doing most of the explaining.
The president explained in length his war against drugs. President Trump seemed to be appreciative of his efforts.
Well, from the US, we're joined now by our correspondent in Washington, Simon Mark. Simon, it's lovely to talk to you. This is an ad hoc, ad lib, ad hominem presidency, isn't it? But when he gets into the company of these overseas leaders, this keyboard warrior seems reluctant to stab them in the front.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is Donald Trump once again, John, treading new ground on the international stage. Traditionally, any American president in the modern era, Democrat or Republican, would, under the circumstances that have exhibited themselves in the Philippines, absolutely have prioritized the human rights issue. I suppose it is possible that one man's conversation on the war on drugs is another man's conversation about human rights. That might explain the disparate positions that the two sides are taking. There was a joint statement that was issued by them, and point three reads, the two sides underscored that human rights and the dignity of human life are essential and agreed to continue mainstreaming the human rights agenda. I don't know what that means, mainstreaming the human rights agenda, but it at least indicates that the topic did come under discussion, but it clearly wasn't President Trump's priority in this meeting with Rodrigo Duterte, a man who himself is a self-confessed killer and who has presided over thousands of extrajudicial killings.
Quite extraordinary. We've got 1 minute, and this is a hard question to answer, but do people give a damn about the stuff at home? The Trump constituency, do they even notice these meetings?
Well, I think that that's a very big question. I mean, clearly President Trump's detractors care about it, and they have been voluble about it on social media over the last few hours. But President Trump's core supporters didn't elect him to take a tough line with President Rodrigo Duterte. They wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup. They did elect him to try and improve their job prospects at home. And in that regard, this Asia trip may not have made very many significant advances, particularly if you look at the conversations that President Trump had with Xi Jinping in China. Hard to see that the Chinese made any concessions on trade that Donald Trump can meaningfully point to.
Simon Marks joining us wonderfully, as always. Thanks, Simon. Lovely to talk to you.